Well, welcome. The show is talking about jazz. I'm your host, Joan Griffith, and I'm in the studios in KBM this morning with my guest, the fabulous vocalist and longtime friend of mine, Connie Evingson. So good morning, Connie.
Good morning to you.
We have a lot of different songs here to play this morning, and I'm just looking at the very first one, and I know this one is from your Peggy Lee show because I was honored to play that so many times with you.
Yes.
The song is called I Don't Know Enough About You, which I think is by Dave Barber and Peggy Lee.
Right.
And why don't you tell us a little something about this project?
The Peggy Lee thing, oh, gee, I think that started in 1997. I did a show at the Illusion Theater, and it was called Fever, of course, the life and music of Peggy Lee. And it really was sort of an overview of significant songs that she had written and or recorded. And also, talking about her life growing up in North Dakota and then moving to Los Angeles, where she and Dave Barber wrote this song that we're about to do. It was one of the first songs that they wrote together after they left the Benny Goodman Band. They were both in the band. That's how they met. And Benny did not approve of fraternizing, so they had to leave the band. And they got married and moved to Los Angeles. So this is one of their first big hits from 1942, I believe.
All right. Well, if you're just tuning in, the show is talking about jazz. I'm your host, Joan Griffith. This is Connie Evingson, a fabulous vocalist, and we're going to do a song called I Don't Know Enough About You.
I know a little bit about a lot of things, but I don't know enough about you. Just when I think you're mine, you try a different line, and baby, what can I do? I read the latest news, no buttons on my shoes, but baby, I'm confused about you. You've got me in a spin, oh, what a stew I'm in, 'cause I don't know enough about you. Well, jack of all trades, master of none, no, and isn't that a shame? Well, I'm so sure that you'd be good for me if you'd only play my game. You know I've been to school, and I'm nobody's fool. That is to say, until I met you. I know a little bit about a lot of things, but I don't know enough about you. Shoot and boo ba doo 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 be da sa ba doo doo ba ba doo doo day you day ba da doo da dee sa ba da bo ba doo 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 ba doo doo dee you dee ya da. Jack of all trades, master of none, oh, isn't that a shame? Well, I'm so sure that you'd be good for me if you'd only play my game. I've been to school, I'm nobody's fool, that is to say, until I met you. I know a little bit about a lot of things, but I don't know enough about you. I know a little bit about biology and a little more about psychology. I'm a little gem in geology, but I don't know enough about you. I guess I have to get out my encyclopedia and brush up on from schmur to schmoo, 'cause I don't know enough about you.
Nice, Connie.
Hey.
If you just tuned in, that was Connie Evingson singing I Don't Know Enough About You from her Peggy Lee project. Connie, we're talking about your Peggy Lee show, and the tune that's in front of me is maybe the most famous of the Peggy Lee songs. And why don't you tell us about it? What is it?
It's her signature song, yes. I think this is 1958. And the idea for this tune was brought to her by a bass player, whose name I'm blanking on at the moment. But he had been on a gig with a blues singer and heard the blues singer do this tune. And it's written by Johnny Davenport, I believe. Peggy did write a couple of verses. She added a couple of verses to extend the tune a little bit because it was pretty simple before. And they are the more literary verses, the one that refers to Shakespeare, Romeo and Juliet, and also the song or the story of Captain Smith and Pocahontas.
Oh, yes.
So anyway, those little verses are by Peggy. This song caused quite a scandal when it came out because it was so suggestive. And today, it is quite tame compared to what we hear in popular music today. But it is her signature tune, Fever.
All right. And before we play that, though, I think that people don't know how much music Peggy Lee wrote. I mean, besides some lyrics here and there, but she wrote tunes as well.
Yes. Well, mostly lyrics. Mm-hmm. I mean, she teamed up with some pretty impressive composers, people like Cy Coleman. Mm-hmm. Of course, Dave Barber, her husband, was a guitar player, and they wrote a lot of tunes together early on. Then she started working with a few other people, Sonny Burke, Victor Young, Duke Ellington. Actually, she wrote the lyrics to I'm Gonna Go Fishing after he wrote the melody for that. I'm trying to think of some other people. Marion McPartland wrote a tune that Peggy wrote the lyric for. Yeah. So,
yeah,
lots of, she was a songwriter, a singer-songwriter before there were many of those, you know, other than in terms of in jazz or mm-hmm. popular music. There were always singer-songwriters in folk music and blues and country, of course. But
yeah. All right. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're about to hear Peggy Lee's most famous song, Fever. My guest this morning is Connie Evingson, so here we go.
We need the percussion, I'll start that, right?
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever when you kiss me. Fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning. Fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, 'cause I know you're gonna treat me right. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Everybody's got the fever. That is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing. Fever started long, long ago. Romeo loved Juliet. Juliet, she felt the same. When he put his arms around her, he said, Julie, baby, you're my flame. Thou givest fever with your kisses, fever with thy flaming youth. Fever, I'm on fire. Fever, yea, I burn forsooth. Captain Smith and Pocahontas, well, they had a mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said, Daddy-o, Don't you dare, he gives me fever. With his kisses, fever when he holds me tight. Fever, I'm his missus. Oh, daddy, won't you treat him right? Now you've listened to my story. Here's the point that I have made. Chicks were born to give you fever, be it Fahrenheit or centigrade, they give you fever. With their kisses, fever, if you live, you learn. Fever, how it sizzles, what a lovely way to burn. Ooh, what a lovely way to burn. Yes, what a lovely way to burn. Oh, what a lovely way to burn.
She's melting.
Oh, right. Oh, Connie, that was just fabu. That was great. Yeah, it's hard to think that that was so racy when, you know, when you think about going to a Prince concert, you know. So,
oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I was watching, I think for people who, if they haven't seen Peggy Lee in action, you know, they should go onto YouTube and check out a few videos. I was working with a student not too long ago who wanted to do baubles, bangles, and beads. Mm-hmm. And she's got a nice rendition of that, too.
It's
really beautiful.
Yeah. I mean, Peggy was, she's known for being sultry, you know, but she could also be quite sunny and, mm-hmm. You know, did the whole gamut. But she had, yeah, tremendous range.
That is true.
Not vocal range. I mean, pretty narrow vocal range, but in terms of style, tremendous range.
Yeah, a lot of things. So I'm also looking at our next tune on here, and it's a Beatles tune, Can't Buy Me Love. And before we launch into that, you know, one of the things I always think about when I think about you is how that your career has been so long and so varied, and you're always finding new music or old new music.
Yeah, mostly old, yeah.
In a different way. And, right. You know, the Peggy Lee is one thing, but you had a Beatles project too, haven't you?
Yes, I think the Beatles came right after Peggy Lee. No, Some Cats No came after that, and then mm-hmm. the Beatles. Yeah, I have a sort of a restless spirit as an artist, and I get obsessed with things and go down the rabbit hole with certain things, and then I have to explore that and make a CD and do a project. The Beatles had, I grew up listening to the Beatles, and besides my dad's jazz record collection, the Beatles were my other influence. So at a certain point, I thought I'd like to combine those two things. And so I did a project with Mary Louise Knutson where we rearranged Beatles tunes in a jazz style. Mm-hmm. And so this one, Can't Buy Me Love, we did pretty straight ahead as a swing tune. There are other things on that record that are, oh, Jesus, we did Blackbird a 3/4 time, like All Blues, mm-hmm. kind of with the same All Blues kind of basis, feel, and also harmony from the Miles Davis composition, All Blues. We did a reggae version of Fixin' a Hole. We did, you know, a whole gamut of fun. We had fun. Basically, with Beatles tunes.
Yeah. Well, if you just tuned in, the show is Talking About Jazz. I'm your host, Joan Griffith. My guest today is vocalist Connie Evingson, and we're going to do a tune from her Beatles project, Can't Buy Me Love. All right, Connie, count her off.
Okay, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
I'll buy you a diamond ring, my friend, if it makes you feel all right. I'll give you anything, my friend, if it makes you feel all right. Well, I don't care too much for money. Money can't buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but I gotta give to you. I don't care, no, no, I don't care for money. Money can't buy me love, can't buy me love. Oh, everybody tells me so, can't buy me love. No, 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 say I don't need no diamond rings. I will be satisfied. Come on and tell me that you want the kind of things money just can't buy. I don't care, no, I don't care for money. Money can't buy me love. Can't buy me love. Oh, everybody tells me so. Can't buy me love. No, 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 no. Say you don't need no diamond rings. I will be satisfied. Come on and tell me that you want the kind of things. Hey, hey, money just can't buy. I don't care, no, I don't care for money. Money can't buy me love, can't buy me love. Oh, love, can't buy me love.
All right, Connie, well, if you just tuned in, the show was talking about jazz. My guest today is Connie Evingson, Singing Away. Well, Connie, that's fun. Can't Buy Me Love is kind of a blues. It's
yes,
pretty awesome.
Yeah. I remember when that song came out. I think it's the first record I bought with my own money. I'm really dating myself here. But I know my dad was a jazz fan, and I grew up with jazz in the house. And there was something about that tune. I thought, oh, maybe he'll like this. It's because, you know, the Beatles version isn't a swing version, but it kind of swings.
Yeah.
And I thought it lent itself somehow. So, but it didn't convert my dad to become a Beatles fan. So it didn't work.
It was either the hair or the Nehru jackets, one of the two. Yeah. Cool. So the next tune I have up on our stand here is Nuage by Django Reinhardt. And I love this tune. It's such a beautiful
gorgeous
thing.
Yeah. It is a really gorgeous melody.
Yeah. So tell me about your Gypsy Jazz project. That's a whole other...
Yeah, that's a whole departure.
Theme, yes.
I don't know. In about 2003, I think, I stumbled on some Gypsy Jazz records, and I just was captivated by this sound, and I had to do it. Rob Henry, who had and still does have a group called Parasota Hot Club, was a friend of mine, and he allowed me to come in and sing. You know, this is not, Gypsy Jazz is not really a vocal genre. It's known as an instrumental genre. Even though they play, there's a lot of songs in the Gypsy Jazz repertoire that do have lyrics. And so I started to sing with Parasota Hot Club, and then I met Pearl Django out in Seattle, another Gypsy Jazz group, and started working with them. And so I did this record called Gypsy in My Soul in 2004, where I had three different Hot Club groups, Parasota, Pearl Django, and then also Clearwater Hot Club with Sam Miltich, who I'd met when I was doing my Peggy Lee record, actually, or my Peggy Lee show up in Grand Rapids. We were touring, and Sam and his dad were in the audience. So I met them way back when. And so anyway, I fell in love with Gypsy Jazz, and I'd done three records in that genre, one with the three groups that I already mentioned, and then one with the Hot Club of Sweden we recorded in Stockholm, and then also with the John Jorgensen Quintet.
Boy, lots of good guitar players we're talking about.
Oh, boy, yeah. Yes, some monsters on guitar,
actually. Oh, my gosh, yeah, that whole tradition. You know, and Sam is a wonderful player, Sam Miltich,
yes,
in that tradition,
yeah,
too.
And, mm-hmm.
And now, the thing about Nuage is that I didn't realize this thing has lyrics. Where did those come from?
Well, yes, they were added, there's French lyrics, and I think it's Jacques Leroux wrote those. I'm blanking, but it's been a while since I've had to pull that up in my brain. But I think Jacques Leroux wrote the French lyrics. And then there is an English lyric, English language lyric, by Susanna McCorkle. It's not a direct translation. It's a whole different lyric that she wrote. But nuage means clouds.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so.
All right. Well, just as a little sidelight, I know that discussion about direct translations is a quite a large discussion that people have. And when we get to the Norman Gimbel project, he's got some ideas about that too. Is it
right?
Maybe a direct translation isn't the best?
And yes, that's right. He wrote English language lyrics to a lot of Brazilian tunes, mm-hmm. Most notably Girl from Ipanema.
Yeah.
And that one is probably the closest in storyline and meaning to the original. And generally, you know, he would try to find something that that reflected what the original language, you know, story was. But when you do a direct translation, a lot of times it just doesn't work well.
Sounds odd, yeah. Well, I know that's the discussion I've had a lot with my friend Lucia Newell about lyrics, because she's kind of a fluent Portuguese speaker, so she sometimes has opinions about the translation.
Oh, I'd like to know what those are. I'll have to listen for that show when that replays. Yeah.
Yes. Indeed. Well, if you just tuned in to Jazz 88, the show was talking about jazz. I'm your host, Joan Griffith, and my guest is Kynie Evingson. And we're going to do a tune by Django Reinhardt called Nuage from the Gypsy Jazz tradition.
Lentement dans le soir, le train s'en va. Sur le quai, son mouchoir s'enfuit déjà. Dans la glace comme un songe, le mur gris de sa maison, sous le jour qui s'élonge, s'estompe à la raison, un nuage s'étire sur son toit bleu. En passant, il semble dire un triste adieu. Et tout ce que j'aimais, lorsque le train vire dans un flot de fumée, s'efface à jamais. As they bid their goodbye and said it's done, a cloud swept through the sky and the sun. He climbed on the parting train, knew they'd never meet again, watched her waving her handkerchief with a little white cloud. His train sped down the track, her tears flowed like a stream as they disappeared from sight in clouds of steam. She stood and heaved a sigh, watched the day dying in the sky, wondering if she'd ever see the sun again.
Connie, that was beautiful.
Isn't that a gorgeous song?
Oh, I love
Jingle
that song.
Reinhardt.
I don't think you and I have ever done that one
really?
Before.
Ah,
yeah.
Okay.
So I just hope for the best when that starts. No, I just think it's so beautiful. And that English lyric is quite lovely.
Yes.
Too.
Yeah. I don't think she did any damage there.
No, she tells I don't think so
you know,
either.
This song was in the 40s. It was written during wartime, and it kind of became, not an anthem isn't the right word, but a song, you know, it's about heartbreak, and the war was breaking a lot of hearts.
Mm-hmm.
So it became, a favorite song that's very much associated with World War II in France. And she tells the story, you know, of a lover saying goodbye mm-hmm. to somebody who goes off on the train. So it kind of fits the era.
Yeah. Well, and Django was very much a hero to the French people
yes.
during the war, too.
You know, it's interesting. He stayed in Paris during the occupation, and the Nazis kind of left him alone,
mm-hmm.
which is unusual because they weren't fond of gypsies. Gypsies were part of the, you know, that they were trying to get rid of gypsies, but for some reason they overlooked him. And partly he was entertaining people. I think he even played at, you know, some events that some of the Nazis might have been at, even fact.
Yeah, I think he was a little too famous for them to really do away with, so which we're happy about that. So, well, and I have another tune from that tradition up next. I'm Confessin', from that gypsy jazz tradition. And I don't know too much about this tune, except I really like it.
There's something about this tune that when I sing this, I sort of feel all the shoulders in the audience just sort of drop and soften. You know, there's something soothing about this melody. It's from, I think, early 30s. And it's found very much on gypsy jazz records. It's very popular in the genre. It wasn't written to, you know, for the gypsy jazz players. But it's very popular. I think, well, Django played it a lot.
Yeah.
Probably as much as any other tune that he ever played. It's on a lot of his records. So, just a simple, sweet song.